Acts chapter 6, verse 8 through chapter 7, verse 3. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and signs among the people. Then there arose some from what is called the synagogue of the freedmen, Cyrenians, Alexandrians, and those from Sicily and Asia, disputing with Stephen. And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spoke. Then they secretly induced men to say, "We have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and God." And they stirred up the people, the elders, and the scribes. And they came upon him, seized him, and brought him to the council. They also put up false witnesses who said, "This man does not cease to speak blasphemous words against this holy place and the law. For we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth will destroy this place and change the customs which Moses delivered to us." And all who sat in the council, looking steadfastly at him, saw his face as the face of an angel. Then the high priest said, "Are these things so?" And he said, "Brethren and fathers, listen. The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Haran, and said to him, 'Get out of your country and from your relatives, and come to a land that I will show you.'" The Jews in the first century were having a real struggle with anything that didn't fit their orthodox view. And this belief in Christ, that was progressive. That was scary. It felt really threatening to their traditions. And this tension between the traditional and the progressive is something that will always be present in a community of believers. And in itself, it's not a problem. The problems come in how we choose to deal with these perspectives. In the story of Stephen, we have an example of someone who had progressive views and who shared those views in a wonderful way. And we have the example of someone who had traditional views and they were really unreasonable. Notice what Stephen does to try to cooperate with these believers. He gives a history lesson of the Hebrews. He establishes common ground. The first words in his defense are, "The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia." Stephen is trying to establish common ground. They worship the same God. They have the same heritage. They share the same foundations of their faith. I think this is great wisdom as we deal with others in the church who don't see things the same as we do. Let's go back to our foundation. Let's recognize that we love the same God, that we hold many beliefs in common. And if those who were listening to Stephen would have been willing to do that, they might have been able to see that these followers of Christ were following the work of God, the same God who had been at work. As we seek to move forward in the work of God, let's be careful to look backwards, to remember how God has led us, and to find common ground in our faith that will help us to move forward together. Speak Lord is a resource of the Palmer Seventh-day Adventist Church. Find us online at palmerak.adventistchurch.org and at pastorryanrogers.com. Speak Lord, your servants are listening.